Okay, the 2 months ago, and my father's levaya. So after the levaya was over and done, everything was settled. So we were walking away from the formal place where the burial took place, back to the entrance of the Eretz Chaim Cemetery. So this had happened once already, but I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on. So a gentleman came over to me and said in Hebrew, "I'm the one who buried your father." And that was it. I looked at him and like, okay, Mazda, I don't know, like, what do you want? Like a Kiddush? And he said it like a second time, like 20 minutes later. He say, "I'm the one who buried your father." And then I chopped. He wanted a tip. He wanted a tip. He was the one who dug the grave. He wanted a tip. Okay, we're not going to talk about the ethics or the propriety of doing that in that location, that time. We'll leave that for maybe another discussion without a recording. But I do want to talk about the sugya of paying for a kvura, paying for the burial of someone, and whether that is appropriate in halacha. Why would I think it's not or think it is? Because it's a pasuk and it's a drash in this week's parsha. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah Chav Tes tells us the following: Umagufei minalan ase sham sham. And where do we know that there's an iser hana of a corpse itself, of a body itself? So the Gemara says that we have a gezeirah shava of the word sham and sham, there and there, regarding egla rufa. By egla rufa, where the calf's neck is broken, to absolve a city from bearing responsibility for the death of a visitor, ksiv hacha b'tamas sham Miriam. It says in this week's parsha, by the death of Miriam, it says she died sham there. Uksiv Hasim, it says over there, by Egla Rufa, Varfo Sham Esa Egla Benachal. And you'll break there the neck of the heifer in the valley. Malahalan Asr Bahana. Just like over there, there's an Isser Hana to benefit from the dead animal, so too, Afka Nami Asr. The Gzeir Shava tells me that, just like it's Asr to get Hana from the Egla Rufa, and it uses the word Sham, so too it's Asr to get Hana from a corpse of a body, because it uses the word sham as there. So the Gemara then asks the obvious question. So v'hasami nalan, how do I know that there's an isser hana from the egla rufa as well, that I can't get benefit? So Amri debei Rav Yanai, they taught in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai, kapara ksiv ba kikadshim. The word kapara is used within the context of the neck, of the broken neck of the egla rufa, and just as it's written regarding kachim animals as well, the word kapara appears by kachim. We get a kapara, and a kodesh animal, a korban, is asar b'hana, to use for your own benefit, not for the benefit of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we know the egla rufa is asar b'hana because of its relationship to kachim. And therefore, we also know that a corpse, a body, is asar b'hana because of its relationship to egla arufa. And that is the halacha. This is Sayyid al-Halach and the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Avelos, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Yerodei in Hilchas Avelos, and Simen Shin Memtes. Which then leads to our question. How can a Chevra Kadisha charge money and make money off of being misasik, of dealing with the burial, and dealing, being shomer, and guarding, and taking care of the body? They are making money. They're getting hana from this body. There's an Isser hana on us, and they're pocketing money because of what they're doing taking care of this body. This is a discussion that we find in the Achronim. So I want to present here 8 answers that we have in the Achronim to explain what's going on here. Each one has its own unique lumdus, its own explanation. I'll see a bunch of interesting sugyas over the course of the next few minutes. The first is perhaps the Shita of the Mechaber. There is a machlokas aposkim, whether it's mutter to make money. Maybe making money from a corpse is not considered an Isser Hana. According to the Mechaber, it could be that it's Mutter, and according to the Ramah, it's Asr. How do I know this? Tosus Msachim Dachav Beis says that it's Asr to make money from Isuri Hana, meaning Basr Bachal, meat and milk, right? It's cooked together, you can't eat it, you also can't get Hana from it. What does that mean? So I'm not allowed to, I can't like use a hand cream that was made from meat and milk cooked together. That becomes a thing, which I'm sure you never know. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But if that became a thing, you can't get a hana from it as well. Tosus wants to say, an extension of Isser Hana is making a profit. An extension of the prohibited benefit of something that you can't get benefit from is to make money from that item. B'di'evet, Tosus says, you can keep the money. But to initially to have that business is asar. There's a Tosis in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah that says that the schar for Isuri Hana is definitely there, is mutter, except for Yayin Nesach, wine used for libations for Avodah Zarah, and Shvius and Shemitah. That's what Tosis there says over there. Now, in those cases, well, there's no knas that prohibits a person from keeping the money after the fact. So the Achronim note that there's two Isurim at play here. One is the Isur of making the money itself, to do the business with the Isur Hana, and the other is to keep the money. After it's all said and done, am I allowed to hold on to that money itself? This only applies, the Isur of holding on to the money only applies to two things, Yayin Nesach and Shvius. Those are the only two times where you can't hold on to the money even though you did something wrong. This is also what the Shita L'Nodami writes in Kedushin as well. The Ramban seems to say it's mutter as well. Nevertheless, the Ramban seems to say it's usher to get financial benefit. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simin Taf Nun. Yisrael Shai Lo Tanur, a Jew who has an oven, V'afu Bo Nachrim Chametz V'Pesach, and a guy bakes matzah in the oven on Pesach, Afilu Maos Asur L'Kal B'Scharo. You are not allowed to take money for the benefit that you gave to the guy to bake chametz in your oven on Pesach. Tavilei mistaker b'Yisrei Hana. Because you are making money off of chametz is Yisrei Hana, and you're making money off of it. V'im kibel kfar hamos, mutal enosem. But if I already have the money, and you already paid me for the chametz you baked in my oven, I can keep it. Ah, so what do we see? The Mechaber is very clear. It says the Mishnah Brura, de'asur l'chadchila midirabbanon b'chol Yisrei Hana. To get Hana monetarily from Yisrael as Asumi Durabanan, Vafilu Nosan Omos Kodan Pesach, even if he paid you before Pesach to bake matzah in your chametz in your oven would be a problem. So again, what does the Mishnah Berurah understand? That the Mechaber says that it's mutter to keep the money after the fact, but if you did it itself is Asar. In the Shaar HaTzion he says that this is only correct according to the Magen Avraham and the Grohol that it's Asar. But according to the Ramah, who hold that according to the Ramah, it could be different. The Shulchan Aruch files a lenient opinion that it's mutter to make profit from Yisrei Hana. And the Shulchan Aruch later on says that it's mutter to rent a donkey that will carry the chametz of a guy. A guy comes to you and says, I have to move all my loaves of bread. I need your donkey. Can I rent you the donkey from you over Pesach? So it's mutter. Apparently, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed again to make money from involved with Yisrei Hana. Again, that would be a defense of those who charge for burials, because you're making money, and that's mutter according to the Mechaber. Now, it's not clear the Mechaber actually holds that it's mutter to make profit from Yisrei Hana. What's the difference between a donkey and an oven? I mean, there's a lot of differences, but what's a practical difference between a donkey and an oven here? What? The oven's making it, right? The oven's making it, and that act of making it is probably more problematic. In the case of a donkey, just carrying my stuff around. It's not like my oven is going to benefit it in any particular way. There's no Yisrei Hana in the case of the donkey. The Lavush makes this point, and he says that renting a donkey is allowed, but not one's oven. Yeah. Yeah. Good. 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 So we're going to touch on that point in a moment. In the case of the oven, the money that the baker makes on the chametz will be given to the Jew, right? Here's the oven. You're going to bake in it. And ostensibly, says Lavush, he's now going to pay the rental fee. Whatever he makes from the bread, he's now going to use that money to pay me back. And therefore, it's like one's making money directly from the chametz. But in the case of the donkey, the derech is just to pay for a donkey. I'm getting a donkey. I'm not saying what I'm doing with it. The donkey and the chametz are not intrinsically connected, as opposed to the oven and the chametz, which are intrinsically connected. And therefore, the new Jew never gets enough from the chametz that's being transported. Now, the Levush also says that when renting the oven, the chametz is boleya. It's absorbed into the walls of the oven. And therefore, now you have Yisrei Hana all over your oven. That's not the case in the case of the rented donkey. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that when renting an oven to a guy during Pesach, you have to stipulate that you can only use it for matzah. You have to tell him, don't use it for chametz. And he also says that according to the Tur, it's also because the Jew wants there should be bread in the oven, because apparently in those days, if you ran the oven without any food in it, So the heat of the oven would break the oven. But when you had food in the oven, it would make it safer for the oven to run, and therefore you want it to be there. The mutter, to rent an animal, tari chametz, but you can't rent it if the guy says, I would like to rent a donkey to carry chametz. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say. The Mishnah Berurah does not agree to that, but those are the differences between the donkey and the oven as well. But again, it appears the Mishnah Berurah is more correct, that it is an Isra of Hana. The Beis Yosef is based on Tshuvas HaRivash, who says that only Yayin Nesach has a penalty of making money from it, but there's no Isra of Schar Hana from the Chametz, and the Chametz of the guy is Asr, but Schar Hana is Mutter, and therefore, to come out according to the Mechaber, you're allowed to charge money for Isuri Hana, and therefore there would be no problem al pi halacha. According to the Rama, we might have an issue, but according to the Mechaber, there's no problem to make money off of Isuri Hana besides for Yayin Nesach and Shvius. Okay. The second approach is that it's Asr Bahana, but you can make money because of what you're doing with it. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Achaim Sim Kuf Chav Ches cites the Gemara Nevo Dezara. Let's look at the Gemara Nevo Dezara over here. Yosef Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman and Ulo were sitting. Va'avimi Bar Papi, Yosef, and he was sitting with Avimi Bar Papi, and with them was Rabbi Chia Bar Ami, was also there. V'yasvi Kabmi Ba'ilahu. And they raise the following question. Scharo lishbor b'yayin nesach mahu. If you hired a person to break barrels of yayin nesach so the wine would spill out everywhere, what's the lach? Is that allowed? Can I pay someone to break yayin nesach? So, me, Amrinan, do we say, Kevan derotze b'kiyumo, since he has interest in the preservation of the barrels until he breaks them, so that he can be paid for breaking them. I want them for certain moments in time. So then we'll say, it's usur to pay him, because he's getting benefit from Yisrei Hana. O Dilma ko lemeute tifla shapir dami. Or maybe we are reducing tifla. Tifla means things that we don't want to be here. We're removing things we don't want in the world. It's mutter. Why? Because, yes, he's breaking and he's getting benefit, but he's getting benefit by doing what we want Isuri Hana to, by removing Isuri Hana.
There's a barrel of Isuri Hana or the wine?
The wine, but he's going to ruin it because it'll go all over the floor and no one's going to benefit.
The barrel. You're breaking the barrel, not the wine, too.
I hear. It could be the barrels absorbed some of the wine as well. We could say, it's possible we could say both. So, Amar of Nachman, Yishbor, you should break it. V'savo la bracha, and he should be blessed for this. Lema Messiah, let us support this. Ein odrin es ha'ovid kachavim b'kalayim. You're not allowed to rake together with a guy in a field that contains kalayim. Aval okrin imo. You're allowed to uproot together with a guy. Why? Kedei lemute yasatifla. In order to reduce that which we don't want, that isra. We want to remove isra, and that's fine. So what do we say? To get benefit from something when your whole thing you're doing with that thing that's not supposed to be here is to remove it from the world, there we have an exception to the rule. And therefore, there's a mace. What's the job of the Chevra Kadisha? To put the mace in the ground, to remove the mace from the world around us. We don't have tumma all over the place, right? We want the mace to be in the ground, and the Chevra Kadisha are doing their job. It's like uprooting Kalayim. It's like getting rid of Yayin Nesach. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. Why is that not clear? Why? Correct. The Chassam Sofer is difficult. You know, Yayin Nesach and Kalayim, it's a Chefza Shel Isser. It's a totally different thing than a mace where we actually want to preserve it and we want to be Shomer the mace. It's a totally different thing. The Chassam Sofer is difficult. I'm not sure what to make of it, but that's what the Chassam Sofer wants to explain. Number two. The Tshuva Shaul Umeshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathan, Sin Madura Kama, he says that the simple explanation is Schar Batala. We're paying for them to be on the job. Like Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs. How does a Rebbe get paid? You're not just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah for free. We're supposed to teach Torah for free. How does a Rebbe get paid? Schar Batala. Because we need Rebbeim. They can't go out and have other jobs. So we pay the Rebbe to be available in order to teach Torah and to be around. This is the Ran Nadar, Masarim Yerushalmi. The Chevra Kadisha, those involved in the burial, receive money for being available. They're not receiving money for digging the body and putting the body in the ground, but the ground and taking care of the burial. The Chevra Kadisha is getting paid to be available to take care of this, so they shouldn't go and be accountants or lawyers or doctors or Indian chiefs or something else. Rav Shechter hints this idea as well in his Sefer Ginas Egos and Simon Bemtes, same idea that the Chevra Kedusha is getting paid for the Schar Batala that comes along with it. Reason number four, Eis Lasos Hashem Mefiru Torah Secha. We're now going to learn three reasons that are brought in the Tshuvas of Rosh Shlomo Kluger. Everyone has the three reasons there in front of them? Tshuvas Aleph Lecha, Shlomo Aleph Lecha, Shlomo are the Tshuvas that were taken by Rosh Shlomo Kluger's son or grandson, and he summarized them. Rosh Shlomo Kluger's Tshuvas are very, very long. He writes very, very lengthy Tshuvas, and he took thousands of Tshuvas, and he summarized them in short paragraphs. So this is some of them haven't even been published in full yet. They're still working on publishing Rosh Shlomo Kluger's stuff. He wrote huge amounts of stuff. There's a Machon Chach Mashlom in Yerushalayim. They put out, I think towards the middle of Bamidbar, I think almost Dvarim, full Svarim on each Parsha from Shlomo Kluger. Not on each Chumash, on each Parsha from Shlomo Kluger. He wrote, he was incredible, what he put out. So they write here in the Avalach HaShlomo as follows. Efshar Dimikach Esa Sos Hashem Heitiru. We allowed because we have no choice. And he says that even if you found someone to do it for free, if I found someone to take care of burials for free, how good do you think that burial is going to be? Probably not so good, right? When you get paid to do something, you do a better job. And even if you get somebody for free, he says, still better to pay, because you'll get a better service. What's the raya? Says the Gemara of Akama. If the person says, let's say a person damages somebody and they have to chayav to pay refu, you have to pay the doctor's bill. So the guy says, no, don't worry. I have a doctor for you. He's going to do it for free. And I have a friend. He has a brother. He went to medical school in the Caribbean and we're all good. Everything's taken care of. So says the Gemara, no. A doctor you pay for, you get better service than a doctor does it for free. He's going to do a better job. So therefore, here as well, Yechevra Kadisha, they're going to get paid, is going to give you a better service than someone who's going to do it for free. That's answer number one from Shlomo Kluger. Number two, Kein Gam Yesh Lomar, Dilitzorech Mitzvah Shiny. This is for a mitzvah. Kamo Yesh Tischar Shabbos. Just like a person gets paid for Shabbos, Kein Yesh Lomar Bezed Dolo Asur Listaker. A person's not asur to make Parnasa. When you're involved with the matter in a way of reshus, in a secular thing, you shouldn't get hana, like the hand cream thing, right? The basar b'chol hand cream. There, if a hand cream is whatever. But if there's perhaps a mitzvah involved, I don't know what it would be in that case, but every year, when you're doing a mitzvah, it's mutter to get paid. We receive schar Shabbos for a mitzvah, even though regular Schar Shabbos is Asar. Shulchan Aruch says this as well, B'mako mitzvah, lo gazu rabbanan, to get paid to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. And therefore the entire Isra of making money from Isra Inah is only with Dvar Rishus, but from a Dvar mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah to bury, therefore it's mutter. I'll bring a Rai for this as well. The Gemara in Bava Kama, also on Daf Tzadi Aleph, says that if an owner wanted to cut down a tree, let's say a guy has a tree, and it's an Asherah tree, okay? It's an Asherah tree that was worshipped of Orozara. I always have a suffix about the bamboo. It's on the corner of Felter and Mora. There's like a little Buddha in the bamboo over there. And when they're not going to hear this shir, but when the family moves, maybe we'll be Mekai Misada Raisa to cut down an Asherah tree. So we'll see. I don't know. So, but okay, you have a mitzvah there. So the guy says, I have a mitzvah. A guy goes to the mikvah that morning, puts on his gartel, hinani muchan was in the kai mitzvah saseh of ubiyarta haram mikir becha. We're going to remove avodah zarah. And all is what happens. A guy comes in and he chops down the bamboo instead of him. So now what's the halacha? If somebody steals your mitzvah, what's the halacha? You have to pay asar zuvim, right? You have to pay 10 gold pieces. Somebody steals your mitzvah. So the Gemara says over there that he has to pay asar zuvim. What's he doing? It's Isuri Hana. He's making money off of Isuri Hana. So Haraya from that Gemara, that even if he steals your mitzvah, but it's an Isur Hana, like an Asherah tree, you still get paid. You can get paid through the schar from Isuri Hana. Okay. The third answer from Shlomo Kluger. It's true, but he's making money. He's making money off of Isuri Hana. There's the schar. Okay, a raya, not just a support. Okay. Ve'evshar lomar od, betamo, dehechid have a dvar mitzvah. If we're dealing with a dvar mitzvah, im lo kibel schar, if he doesn't get money, hayelo schar min hashamayim. You would get schar min hashamayim. He's about to say a very, very big chiddush right now. A very, very big chiddush. He says, if you don't get paid for a mitzvah you do, you're going to get schar from heaven. Im kein azei kabalas haschar, masas schar mitzvah. When you get paid for a mitzvah that you do in this world, so then you're getting paid here, but you're not going to get paid there. Im kein havei hefsin meruba aschar. Therefore, really, it's a loss. It's a net loss. Because I might make $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 here, but that's nothing compared to the infinity that I'm going to get in Olam Haba. Ein ze schar Shabbos. Vu adin de ein ze mistaker beYisrael hina de masid hu bekabal schar ze. He says, if a person is engaged in getting paid for the kvura of a body, Yisrael hina. So I'm going to get paid whatever the price is, but once he gets paid, what happens to the schar from Olam Haba? It's been replaced by the schar in this world. V'zeh shemayim lo nechshav mistaker. You're not going to make schar off of the schar from heaven anymore, b'yisr hana. K'mosh ha'kosef ha'rashba l'inyan, he goes all sugar by a rashba, olam haba, ein zeh hana, k'eh ha'chinami, b'zeh miyu kevan d'alidei schar, zeh yafsid schar olam haba. Because the Chevra Kadish is getting paid in this world, they lose the schar in olam haba. Ein zeh mistaker b'yisr hana. And therefore you're not really being mistaker b'yisroi hanah. You're not making money off of b'yisroi hanah anymore because the schar of olam haba is outweighing any benefit you're making off the cash in this world. V'lo schar Shabbos.
So should we stop paying rebbeim and teachers?
No, so what he'll say is that you're not paying them. You're saying the schar batala. That's what you'll say. But even so, again, it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that any single time somebody makes money off of doing a mitzvah, it wipes out their schar olam haba. I don't know anybody else who says that. I don't know anybody who says such a thing. We'd all be in deep trouble many, many times. So people get two mitzvahs all the time, and people, you know, there's money involved.
Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. I mean, how would you be able to make such a transaction? I mean, there's a story about the Vilna Gaon that someone wanted to get his schar for the mitzvah.
Yeah, for the,
Esrog,
yeah.
And he was masking,
yeah.
He was very happy about that.
Yeah.
He was masking to...
Correct, yeah. I don't know. It's a big chiddush. I'm not sure to make Rosh Hashanah Kluger, but those are three approaches from Rosh Hashanah Kluger. Let's do two more, and then we'll come to the conclusion. The seventh in our count approach is that to make money, the issur to make money is only when taking money for what the Torah prohibited. This is a Tshuvas Chelkas Yoav, Chelak Aleph Siman Yud Zayin. He wants to know if getting a salary based on Issur Hanah is this a d'oraisa or is it a d'rabban? When we said at the beginning it's a d'rabban, but he has a whole discussion over there. Is making salary from Yisroi Hanah Torah prohibited or rabbinically prohibited? So he says the nafkamina is if it can be lenient, b'shas hadchak. In a case where I have no choice, let's say a person needs to make a parnasa, and he's going to drive a hearse. He's going to work for the funeral home. As a Jew, he's going to drive a hearse. Okay, so I'm driving around a body. So I'm getting banned from Yisroi Hanah. If it's a d'oraisa, b'shas hadchak, we're not going to be lenient. But if it's a d'rabbanan, okay, the guy needs a parnasa, maybe we have no choice. So he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who discusses this shaila, and also Rosh Hashanah Kluger also quotes b'shem Rabbi Akiva Eiger, our shaila as well. And he says that Rabbi Akiva Eiger held at the end of the day, it's mutter for the driver to get a salary for moving the mace. It's mutter. And then he says that the yisr to get hana from Yisroi Hanah is only when taking money for the benefit of the object. For example, eating, bathing, smelling something like that. That's when it's Asur to get Hanah. However, taking money to bury or to burn something is not Asur. The Maisik Vura that the Chevra Kadisha does is Mutter. And therefore it's Mutter to take money for it. They're not getting Hanah from the body. The mice is mutter. Where it's usher to get money for Yisur Hanah is when a person's doing a mice Hanah with the body, right? In the case of Bas V'Chalav, let's say it has an aroma. And I'm going around, I'm charging people, here's $5, do you want to smell, you know, my McDonald's cheeseburger? That's right, it's usher to make money off of it, because I'm being mistaker from Yisur Hanah. But to bury a body in the ground is not a mice Hanah. Nobody's getting pleasure from that. It's what you have to do. It's part of the job. It's part of the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Chalkas Yoav, there's no isser to get paid for a maisa that's not an act of hana when dealing with the body. That's number seven. Number eight is from Rav Shach. Rav Shach writes in the Avi Ezri, his Chiddushim on the Rambam and the Hilchos Avelos, there is no Isser to take money for Kvura. He says, by other Isurim, and other Isurei Hana, if the Isser Hana gets lost or disappears, does anybody care? No. And if you have Yayin Nesach, if you have Basar Bechal, if you have Chametz, and you lost your Chametz on Pesach, no one's crying. Okay, good, I don't have any more. Good, I can wipe my hands of this, I'm done. He says, when dealing with a mace, there's a mitzvah for the family to take care of the body. The family wants the mace to be maintained so they can perform the mitzvah of a kvura. And therefore, says Rav Shach, there cannot be an Isser Hana to take money for the kvura, since Rav Mechayiv to protect the mace and to take care of it and be metapel on the mace for the sake of the mitzvah of kvura. And therefore, he says, it's a totally different thing. The Isser Hana of a mace is totally unlike everything else because of the nature of how we treat and interact with the mace itself. So those are 8 reasons, all different types of lumdus, all different types of backgrounds, different approaches to explain why the Chevra Gedidah should charge. Now, in the case of my friend from Eretz Chaim Cemetery in Beit Shemesh, so there, I assume he already got paid. So this is, I'm not sure why that's mutter. I mean, he got paid. This is, I'm not sure why it's mutter to do that, because he got his schar already. This is extra. But, okay, for another time.